Well, a big day, Bone, a huge day for Triggy. 12.5 years as CEO. He's resigned, effective in 4 weeks' time. So we'd speak to Adelaide's chairman, Rob Chapman. As we said, loses his CEO. He joins us now. Rob, thanks for your time.
Pleasure. How are you going?
Well, to do your analogy, he's on the 18th green, Triggy, and it's a 2-foot punt. He's just got to drop it in.
Yeah, I mean, that analogy I used was, you know, when you say you're on the back nine, I mean, I'm in the back nine of my life at 50. Hopefully that means I'm on the 11th and, you know, the 18th is sort of 30 years' time. But, yeah, look, he finishes up in 4 weeks' time or thereabouts. That gives us enough time to break the back of the Adelaide Oval Review, tidy up a few little projects, key projects, and I think that'll see him off.
How did it all come about, Rob? Just some timelines and how long you've known.
Yeah, Stephen took me into his confidence probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. And that's good. And that's important for your listeners to know that, you know, the chairman and CEO have a relationship where you can discuss those things openly and honestly, respectfully. You know, he has also told me in the past of offers that he has had and, you know, has declined in the past because he still had a job to do. But this one interested in him. You know, timing is everything. And, you know, I think, you know, after consulting all the right people, no lesser than his family, he made the decision to go.
Hey, Rob, just an interesting one on that one. And you spoke about your relationship with Triggy. It's appeared strained. I'm an observer. It's appeared strained over the last 12 months, 18 months, and probably understandably, given, you know, the issues that you've both had to deal with. Is that fair or unfair?
Oh, look, you're an astute judge of character, Chris, but look, trust me. There is no strained relationship.
Okay.
It's full of respect. I admire Stephen. I think he leaves behind a huge legacy for our football club. You know, we've all needed a bit of defending over time, and I've led his defence, and I'll still stand by it.
Why not now? Why not immediately walk? I mean, a lot of people would say once you've made the call, just, you know, thanks, but move on straight away. Why the decision to hold on to him for a month?
Yeah, it's a really good question and something that requires some explanation.
Mm-hmm.
I think given the review at Adelaide Oval, which, you know, Stephen, you know, he's ticked off those 3 or 4 large projects.
Yep.
He himself wants to see this through. I want him to see it through. I think together, along with a couple of other members of staff, have the IP to ensure that our football club gets the best outcome. I spoke to, you know, the Carlton president, Mark Lagoudache, and he completely understands such is the cooperativeness of our football industry. So, look, he's allowed Stephen to stay on to do limited duties. So
okay.
I've got to make that point. One of those being the Adelaide Oval Review. He won't get involved in any day-to-day business, certainly no list management business, anything of a strategic or material nature. That'll all be handled by other members of management.
Was he on borrowed time anyway? Were you encouraging him to look elsewhere?
Oh, definitely not. You know, Stephen's made this decision, you know, in his own timeline. No one's put a timeline on him. I think, you know, if you asked him, and I heard him say this morning that, you know, he knew time was fast approaching. He's been in the job 12 and a half years when the average tenure of a CEO is, you know, 3, 4 or 5. You know, we're very lucky. One of the hallmarks of our football club has been a platform of stability. We've had 2 CEOs in 25 years.
Incredible, yep.
So, look, you know, I think he sort of added it all up. He definitely has another career left in him. Oh, look, I and all of us close to the football club wish him well in this this new stage of his career.
Chappie, rightly or wrongly, Triggy's copped most of the bullets for Tippett Gate. With him going now, is that closed the book? That chapter's closed?
Oh, look, you guys will be, you know, the judge of that. We think it does. We certainly have closed that chapter at our football club 18 months ago. We don't talk about it. We've learnt from it. We've improved our football club. We've changed policy procedure to ensure something like that could never happen again. And, you know, we've definitely moved on. So we'd like to think that's put to bed.
So what's the structure now? We are led to believe Nigel Smart and David Noble will share the interim CEO role.
Yeah, we formed a committee you know, a little while ago to oversee the recruitment and selection of a new CEO. We will cast that net far and wide. It's incumbent on us as a board to make sure we get exactly the right person we need for this point in time in our history. So that will be underway. In the interim, Stephen's still there for the 4 weeks, but as I announced to staff and players and coaches this morning, anything to do off-field commercially into Nigel Smart, who in turn will process that through to the board, and of course on-field issues, duties fall to David Noble, who also in turn will report directly into the board.
So this committee will interview and search and go out to the market internationally or nationally. You're not going to go to a HR company per se.
No, we discussed that. We think our brand is strong enough to attract the attention of the market that we're probably going to be searching in. It's a reasonably finite pool. We'll put the obligatory ads in the national newspapers as such and on our website. You know, it's attracted enough attention across Australia today. We think that gets to the right people and, you know, they will respond and we'll just go through the process.
Okay. Are you going to genuinely look externally or are you just going to go through the motions and you're going to make an internal appointment?
Rowie, I've had that question asked of me today, and rather than be insulted by it, I promise you, we were going through this process like we do every time, and we will. It's incumbent upon us to find the right person. We have a person specification written up. We've got a job description for the role. I know what the role takes, and no one's been promised the job. We think we've got a couple of incumbents that could do the job. But as I said, we're not doing a job properly unless we search high and low for the right person.
Do you think, as the chairman of your board, you need an external person with new eyes, new views, new opinions?
Look, we'll give it. No, I don't, is the answer. And I've actually spoken to a couple of other journalists and, you know, we've talked about the pros and cons of such things. And we sort of all reached the conclusion that, no, we don't. The brand's strong enough to attract the right people. People we've got on the committee are experienced people that have done this before. And as I said, look, you know, we start off with the right from the right platform. We want this person to be the best and most successful. So we know what it looks like. We've got the picture in front of us and we'll find them.
Well, there is a bit of a perception, and we get it through our emails, our text messages and our 5AA website, that it is a bit of a boys' club and it's a fait accompli and it's Nigel Smart's job. Yep. Now, answer that one, and then on the back of that, if Nigel doesn't get it or David Noble, is there a risk that they might move on?
Yeah. Look, I think all good football clubs, that's what we're talking about, should develop all of its staff. All of its players, certainly its senior management, so that when the time arises, you do have internal people that could fill roles on a short-term or a long-term position. But in this instance, as I said, I think we've got at least a couple of people down there that could do the job. But we're not doing our job properly unless we go to the market to find out to see if there is somebody better. That's a genuine process. We wouldn't waste our time to do it. The AFL did go through that process and they reached the conclusion that they did have an internal successor in Gillon McLachlan. We will go through it because we're determined to get the very best and we think our brand can attract the very best and nothing will stand in our way in our pursuit of that person.
Rob, does that force you to be over transparent with your with the process and keep a constant dialogue with supporters and that so they're in the loop from day one?
Yeah, look, it's not a bad call. I mean, we do try to be as transparent as one can, recognising that we do need to fulfil our obligations under the things like the Privacy Act.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, respecting individuals. There'll be a lot of people, I'm hoping and suspecting, that will be in incumbent positions and they won't want that known that they're applying for a job outside of their own organisation. So, look, weighing all that up, you know, we'll be keeping people informed.
Carlton do a massive search for their CEO job. They go nationally, they look everywhere, doing everything that you say you're going to do, Rob, and come back to Stephen Trigg.
Yeah.
there's a school of thought that the cupboard outside of the AFL is bare.
Yeah. So there's a couple of positions up at the moment, isn't there, in Gold Coast and Brisbane.
Mm.
So, you know, I've said this on your show many times in the last couple of years when criticised for keeping seats, Stephen Trigg. They don't grow on trees. Exceptional leaders, particularly ones for football clubs that have the combination of business acumen and football experience, are hard to find. So, you know, we're going to have to be at our best. We think we can attract it, given the stage of our football club and where we're at. Adelaide Oval is going to be a massive attraction. In fact, we've got close to 60,000 members and probably the state and stage of our list, which is young and improving.
Force you to be quick with your approach to get all your ducks in a row. You need to get onto this as of now, don't you? I mean, you cannot let a week, a month pass because opportunity might slip through.
Yep. Well, we didn't start today or yesterday, so we've got the process. We know there'll be an ad in the paper on Saturday. We've booked the space, and there'll be a lot of people there just waiting to pick up the phone, and we will go and search, and we'll knock on doors as well.
Is Rob Chapman a candidate?
No, categorically not. So we need to, you know, go out and find the person. As you said, they're a special person. I think there's been a lot of CEOs, a lot of turnover at Clubland to ensure that clubs get the right person. We've been lucky. We've had Bill Sanders for the best part of 12 years and now Stephen for 12 and a half.
1-999-1395, we're interactive, chap. You know how it works. Will you ring Keith Thomas?
As I said, the next 4 weeks, you know, this committee, I've tasked them with going on the search and knocking on doors, and, you know, they've formulated a list in their mind, and as I just said before, around Privacy Act and respect, I don't think we'll get to the stage of naming names, but we'll be going after the best.
And
we'll be making the call, Rowie,
well done.
To the best people.
Well done. Did you say you were on that committee, Chappie?
No, I'm not, so... It's our executive in Jim Hazel and Bob Ford and Mark Ricciuto.
Okay, and no one externally?
No one external. We don't think we need them. You know, we've done it both ways in the past within our football club. But as I said, look, between those guys, there's a lot of experience there in the recruitment, the selection, the induction of people at the highest level.
And a time frame, Chappie?
Look, as soon as possible, without compromising the process and without compromising our ability to find the best person. Now, that best person may well be working in another organisation or another football club, and there could be, you know, some constraints around that person, you know, from starting for, say, 90 days, 3 months. But as the objective, get the best person, we'll work on the time frame later. But, look, we'd envisage, you know, having the application process open for a month or so, and then we'll get busy cracking in around the selection component of that.
Chappie, I heard you mention the selection team then, or the panel. It is a massive responsibility for Mark Ricciuto, who's been on the board for, you know, just a night or two, a short time.
Yeah, look, you know, Mark's going to be part of the future, and, you know, I think he should have a role with that. You know, Bob and Jim are newer members of the board as well, but have been there a couple of years. I think collectively they've got the right skill set and the right levels of experience, maturity. They know what's required of a CEO of a footy club, and you know, they're going to be working, you know, with this person, you know, hopefully over the next decade. So I think it was appropriate to select them.
Rob, can I ask you a question? And I guess you can feel free not to answer it. Where does it leave you as chairman of the footy club? I mean, are you down on the back nine? Are you on the 11th? Are you on the 18th with a 2 foot putt? Or where are you?
I'm in the back nine of life at 50.
No, you're not. Hey, we're all in that back nine,
yeah,
Rob.
That's why I threw the 50 in deliberately for you two blokes. But look, we've achieved a lot in the last 18 months and 2 years, a lot. And our club is in really good shape. And I heard Stephen emphasise that this morning. And if you take an objective view at it, we have, you know, 60,000 members, every seat sold and paid for in the stadium. We've got the second largest home match crowds just behind Collingwood. The list is in good shape. We're financially sound. Every corporate box sold. Every stadium room, you know, the sold out sign is at. So we're in a really good spot. There's still a lot to do. still a lot to do. And I think, you know, apart from we will be adding some more resource over the next few weeks and months to our football department, I think then we need that period of stability and allow a bit of business as usual to take place and get on top and go about our business of winning football. So, as I said, we've achieved a lot, but there's a bit to go, and so I'll be around for a little while longer.
I was going to say, it sounded like you were just about to say, well, you know, your time is done, but you added the bit at the end. So it sounds like then you'll see through another term, whether that be a two-year term, a three-year term, but it sounds like you are there for the short term, two, 3 years.
Absolutely.
Minimum.
100% committed to 100%. That. 100%. My board know that, and they all support that. And, you know, every year we sit back and we do a review, as good boards do, and we allocate the tasks and the committees out, and look, for as long as that board want me there, I'm there. So, as I said, we've achieved a lot. There's still a lot more to do. I know we're on the journey. Triggy leaves the place in really good shape. And the incoming CEO, whoever that may be, I think, you know, will sit in the, you know, a very privileged seat in what's going to be a club with a lot of future ahead of it.
Clearly the club's board, that's you, the chair of, has planned for this day. As you said, it hasn't just happened. You knew it. There's a lot of planning that goes behind the scenes. You've alluded to us on a number of times that there's change in the air or change of foot. You've done it from board level. We know with Roo, executive now, Triggy. What else, Chappie? What else can you share with the Crows supporters now about the changes that are afoot and how sweeping will they be?
Yeah, look, there's probably a few announcements coming up over the next few weeks, you know, which again, you know, highlights the professionalism of our club. I'll steer away from those and let time take place before we announce them. But I think it would be fair for me to allude to the fact we will bolster our list management capability in the next couple of weeks. You know, we're in advanced negotiations with people there, and I think that'll be a great appointment, and we desperately need that. To assist David Noble, who is shouldering a very big load at the moment. Of course, you know, we lost our mate Dean at the start of the season. You know, it was just improbable to try and replace him at a time when, you know, he was going through what he was. But look, we're seriously undergoing that process as well. So I think there's a couple of announcements, one probably more imminent than the other, but that's probably a couple I can allude to now. But look, there'll be more. We're not going to stop until we've got the very best people in the right roles doing all the right things.
Danger, Sloan, Walker, McKay this year. There's a lot of IP that Triggy knows. He's going to a club that's a powerful club, got a money chest, no question, because their number one player will probably be hanging up the boots up in Juddy. He's got all that IP. I'm a bit concerned about that, Chappie. Are you?
Yeah. I told him the other night, so I said, look, you know, talked about one, not a player, actually, and I said, mate, you take him and I'll crack you. And he looked at me and he laughed, he smiled, and I said, no, look at me in the eye. Seriously, I will. So I think he got the message. But, look, you're never going to stop that, seriously. You know, people move from club to club, recruiters, list managers, general manager footy operations, they go with all that. So Stephen will no longer see an eye, but he does take that, and, you know, that's the risk in any injury, in any industry. You know, there's also, you know, a little bit of a code of conduct there within this industry too that is respected.
And look, I'm not questioning his morals or his integrity. He is down the line. Triggy, and you know, I know that, Chappie, but I think he could give us a parting gift, and that's get Paddy signed in the next 4 weeks. There you go.
Yeah, well, look, I reckon I speak to Nobes as much as Triggy, and as I said, he's carrying an extraordinary load at the moment. I really appreciate his efforts and tenacity, but look, he's working on all of those guys, and look, I see no signs for concern with any of those players you mentioned.
Chappie, thanks for your time, mate. Very frank and open and honest. There's going to be change in the wind, some big announcements coming up. The club's losing a 12-and-a-half-year CEO that if there was to be a field for a top four, he'd be in it. And that's not my words. That's words from within the industry. Chappie, thanks for your honesty and your time.
No, thanks. And look, all those close to the club, you know, all those within the club know it, but all those close to the club, I know I'd speak on their behalf to wish him all the best. You know, we want him to go and be successful in this next part of his journey, to him and his family. So good luck.
Chappie, just a quick one before we let you go. What would you say to those that aren't inside the club, that sit outside but have real ownership of your footy club? What you've done with the 19th man, I think, is really unique in the game. But, you know, come something good, comes the power that you've given the 19th man.
Yes.
They want to, they're inclusive and your club is. What do you say to those that are sitting out there, I guess, just wondering where the club is at the moment?
Yeah, well, I'd say to those guys, what I said right up front and what Stephen has said in the press conference. We had a 35-minute press conference this morning, and we got probed far and wide and deep this morning. But I think it was an excellent press conference, because when you objectively sit back, you know, 19th man, we are in a good position. Look at what we're doing on field, even the pre-game entertainment. I think we were a little bit slow there, but we've got better at it. You know, so we listen and we learn and we adopt and adapt. You know, as I said before, you know, close on 60,000 members. It's a record. You know, every seat is sold and paid for in that stadium. And our team, young and improving. You know, we've got our independence. I forgot to mention that. We've got a state league team that assists us in our journey to win finals games of football. We've got a great asset down at West Lakes in terms of the facilities, training, the envy of other clubs. So we are, as I said, when you sit back objectively and look at it, it's not a bad legacy for Stephen to leave behind and all those that have worked to build all of that. But we're in good shape. And you know, as I said, the next person that inherits the chair and the desk down there at Amy Stadium, I think will come in and find a club that's right to go.
Well done, Rob. Thanks for your time.
Well done. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Rob.
No question there. Bone Crows have a genuine plan, a genuine plan moving forward. They're just going to tick them off one at a time. Announcements to come in the future will be all over that. So, Crows fans, you've heard from your chairman. Very positive there. I thought that was fantastic. Good. So give us your thoughts. 8223 0000.